I'm Frank Vaughn. It's March 24th, 2025, and the memeing has begun, and I look forward to the material. And just so everybody understands, this isn't a product of the left. The left doesn't do this. This is PPC bros. This is the kind of content that they generate. They're going to save the country. But we're looking to talk about things of actual importance and value today, and one of those things is media and polling capture. Now, there was a response table just the other day in the House of Commons, which highlighted and then disappeared from the public radar the fact that the Canadian government, the Liberal NDP coalition, has spent $89 million since 2016 on polling contracts with various polling companies. Now, you might think that $8 or $9 or $10 million a year is chump change when the government is billions and billions and billions of dollars in size. However, for the individual polling companies, this represents a significant portion of their bottom line and their revenue, which might bias their polls in the government's favor. Now, I just want to show you one example. This was recent. We had an election here in Saskatchewan back in October. Now, what you see on screen is it's dishonestly labeled. It says popular vote projection. That's the actual result. 52% to 40%. But we need to remind everybody that this right here, this pattern, this occurred just before the election, when all of a sudden there was a batch of polls released that seemed to indicate that the NDP were on the verge of winning popular support. This is actually really important, and this is something that the public just forgets. You should always keep this stuff present in your mind. The election date was October 28th. These polls all came out from the 19th forward, so basically the last week of the election campaign. In Citrix Research, 50% for the NDP, 45% for the Saskatchewan Party. Every single one of these polls showed the NDP ahead in popular support. This Forum Research one, and by the way, I've talked about this in previous videos. I went into this in detail, more detail than I'm going to go into it today. If you want to, go back to that time, watch my videos on this. I talked about this as it was happening. Every single one of these polls came out, generated huge national media coverage. The Saskatchewan Party was about to lose the popular vote. The NDP was coming in, and it was a full court press of positive media for the leftists in Saskatchewan. But the general election result was actually a 12-point victory in terms of popular vote for the Saskatchewan Party. No one was ever held accountable for these misleading polls. We're talking about a 15-16 point polling miss. This, in my opinion, is negligent to the maximum degree. Research Co., Liaison Strategies, Main Street Research, and Citrix, all the usual suspects. Liaison is getting millions of dollars in federal contracts. A lot of these polling houses are getting huge contracts from the federal government. Does it bias their results? When you actually get into the crosstabs, you can see how they oversample to get the results that they want. This is a trend in Canada. It goes on unabated. None of these companies are ever held accountable for their polling misses. We're talking 15 points. Do you understand how big that is? Do you understand how unreliable that is? But they just move on. And now they are polling. Look at Liaison Strategies. Liaison, Liaison, Liaison. They're everywhere. They're doing daily polling. This stuff ain't free. Now, I'm not saying the federal government is paying them, but where are they getting their funding from to produce these results? And what are the results showing? The Liberals are in the lead. That's what they want the Canadian public to believe. And then on election day, because I have a really hard time, I'm voting for the Conservative Party of Canada for the first time in 10 years, basically. I didn't vote for them. I didn't vote for O'Toole. And in 2019, I ran for a different party. I'm voting for them now because they've moved enough on issues that are important to me. And I simply cannot reward the Carney Liberals, which are the same people. I talked about this in previous videos, how they're going to swap out leaders. They're going to get rid of Trudeau and make him invisible. And then they're going to pretend that they're different. The carbon tax, which they were shoving down your throat consistently for all of these years, all of a sudden, they're more than happy to abandon. And when Mark Carney does a fake press release, does a fake document signing, memeing Donald Trump, They all applauded like seals, as if they hadn't been defending the carbon tax this entire time. It's all optics. These are the same characters. And I admit that I believe the majority of Canadians are pretty brainwashed, pretty heavily hypnotized, pretty heavily propagandized. But I don't buy these numbers at all. I think this is the most important election to vote in. And I've talked about this from all different angles. My support for the Conservative Party of Canada and my vote is pretty locked in. And this is, from Tommy Lamb, one of the reasons why. The CPC has to fight the Liberals, the NDP, the Bloc, and the PPC. Media and social media, unions, Lead Now, Tides, every leftist third-party group, army of unhinged leftists, Gerald Butts and his fake enviro friends, the WEF, China, Soros, Protecting Canada, run by Liberal and NDP staffers, mass immigration activists, trans activists. The CPC are literally opposed by everyone this time around, and I think part of it has to do with the fact that their policies have shifted substantially enough that if they are successful, if they do what they say they're going to do, my life will improve. I've talked about that before. But more importantly, if they're not successful or they break their word to the Canadian public, then we are left with two discredited parties. The Liberals have led Canada into a drug-addicted, crime-filled debt spiral, and the Conservatives are trying to get elected on a promise to right the ship. If they fail to deliver on reducing immigration, if they fail to deliver on getting the gender madness out of Canada, if they fail to deliver on any of the files that they've taken strong positions in, then we know that we need a new opposition. And that opposition won't be the PPC. They're going to come out of this election after spending all of their money fighting the Conservatives. They aren't going to be fighting Carney. They aren't going to be fighting Jagmeet Singh, but let's be fair. Nobody's going to be fighting Jagmeet Singh. The Liberals' strength in these polls that I have highlighted is not coming from a weakening CPC, as the polls and the media would like you to believe. It's coming from the total collapse of the NDP. They've got no money, they've got no leadership, and soon they're not going to have a single seat in the House. But it's not just pollsters that have a bias imbued into their work. It's also the media in this country, which is heavily subsidized by government. The best figure that I can come up with of total government subsidy to media, if you include CBC, digital media tax credits, and the local journalism initiatives, and you add it all up, is about $18 billion with a B since they came into office. Now, admittedly, about $1 billion of that a year has gone to the CBC alone, our state broadcaster, who at least tells the truth at least once. An election in a polluted media environment, this is the headline from yesterday, with trust in journalism eroding, disinformation, once fringe is now mainstream, much of it spreading on social media. Today's guest today says the online media environment in Canada is more fragile and vulnerable to manipulation than ever. A dangerous situation. The best of times, even more so during an election. Taylor Owen is a professor at McGill. As soon as you read the word McGill, you know bias is being introduced. They're telling the truth, but they're doing it in a lying kind of way because they want you to believe that social media, that X, that YouTubers aren't the people that are actually doing all the journalism these days. The CBC is state media. They are an extension of the Liberal Party of Canada. They are a leftist outlet. They are unfair, they are biased, and they are not alone. Winnipeg graphic designer gets her elbows up. This is CTV. CTV is also subsidized by the government. Global News is subsidized by the government. Any newspaper that you pick up that has a local journalism initiative reporter is subsidized by the government. Look at your local papers. See how many advertisements. See how much placement is purchased by government. Because it's not just direct subsidy. It's also the advertising revenue. When your government, municipal, provincial, federal, buys ads in the newspapers, they help prop up those media. And it's not just newspapers. Print is still fairly big in this country, even though it has been centralized into fewer and fewer hands. It's also digital. Whenever they buy ads in the name of the government, they're helping the bottom line of those companies. This is CTV News. So elbows up is a reference to smashing people in the head in hockey. The so-called nonviolent left has now embraced, as a clarion call, the idea of giving people concussions, at least metaphorically. And this is just a puff piece. This is supposed to be news. A battle cry heard across the country is galvanizing Canadians amid U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of annexation and the ongoing tariff dispute between the neighboring countries. Canadians have lost their minds. We've gone completely hysterical. And the media is only so happy to shill products that prop up that hysteria. Meanwhile, China is executing Canadians. China is charging tariffs to us. China owns a lot of Canada. We have been sold out and gutted to China. And the media does nothing. They never mention China. They never mention the communists. They never mention Chinese tariffs. They never mention dead Canadians. But in passing, it was in the news cycle for a day. The American issue is in the news every single day, to the point where they are willing to shill for a private company with your partly publicly funded media. This is the propaganda. This is the misinformation. Saskatchewan has been a sea of blue in recent federal elections. Here's why it's worth watching this time around. They're trying to talk about ridings in Saskatchewan, flipping red. Do you have any idea how hated the Liberals are in the West? You got Frank Graves, IKOS, another polling house, that shows the Liberals winning Alberta. Are you kidding me? It's pure disinformation, but it's official disinformation. Offensive and false, Alberta Premier's office denies Smith urged U.S. to interfere in federal election. Smith told U.S. officials she'd hoped they'd put tariffs on pause until after the election. It's actually just a sound idea. There could be a new government. Why wouldn't, in the presence of an impending federal election, why wouldn't the United States just wait? And I note that they have. The reciprocal tariffs don't come down until April 2nd. And it looks like Trump is softening his tariff stance. He may not apply right across the board. And so far, all he's really done is saber rattle. It's the Canadians who have lost their minds. It's the Canadian side who is talking about leveling absolutely destructive tariffs, which will hurt, will backfire on Canadians. They will drive your food prices up. They will drive the products that you buy, the price out of reach for you. It will put our businesses out of work. The Canadian tariffs, not the American tariffs. We have Doug Ford threatening crimes against humanity, cutting off power supplies to 1.5 million Americans. That is a war crime. All of this because of tariffs, which are a tax. And we charge the Americans plenty of tax. We keep them out of our markets. We are one of the most protectionist nations on the planet. And nobody talks about how Canada's trade practices are legitimately unfair to the world. And again, there's no comparison. There is no comparable response to what China is doing to us. Canadians really need to ask why. Why is it we just had a foreign interference inquiry, which was largely a cover-up, no names mentioned? You better believe that if they could have thrown the Conservative Party under the bus and saved themselves, they would have done it. But we know who is bought in Parliament. It's the Liberal Party, the ones who have sold this nation out. This from Dr. Hetty Fry. PM Mark Carney says he will not meet Donald Trump to negotiate a trade deal until Trump recognizes Canada as a sovereign nation. Then we will negotiate nation to nation. This idea that a man who hasn't lived in Canada in 10 years, whose principal residence is in New York, who is in multiple interviews talking about how he identifies as European, who has been a central banker in two different nations, whose reputation for stepping outside his purview to advance globalist agendas is renowned, a man who has brought into his inner circle a founder of the Century Initiative, which seeks to completely wipe Canada out before the turn of the century, with 70 million new Canadians brought in to wash away any culture that we actually have, to wash away our national fabric, to completely drown our Native American population and anybody who actually cares about what Canada was founded upon. These are the people who have sold us out to the communist Chinese, who have allowed our borders to be wide open to the drug cartels and triads that I've highlighted and put paid to, have proven exist in my videos, have filled your streets with drugs. The people who talk about safe supply, which is giving hard drugs to addicts in the name of helping them. They are destroying our country. They have done more to undermine our national sovereignty than any government previous. I have talked about in my video work how Stephen Harper started this process. I have talked about in my work how Maxime Bernier was more than proud to have brought the Trans-Pacific Partnership to Canada. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, we would be subject to it now. And how he was proud of the Foreign Investment Protection Act, which took sovereignty out of Canadian hands and gave it to private courts on behalf of China. How we sold out our industries, how we allowed them in our resource economy, how we haven't done anything to stop them from buying off our politicians, operating police stations on our soil, training their troops with what little military these people have left us. We're defenseless. Our guard is down. We have counted on the Americans to prop us up this entire time, and now we're supposed to believe that they're a greater threat and enemy than China, and that these guys are our saviors? I'd say it's laughable, except it's not. The country is in the process of being dissolved, and these hypocritical, shameless, immoral characters want to run an election campaign on nationalism and saving Canada after everything they've done? Stomping the Canadian flag into the soil, into the snow in February of 2022, refusing to even talk to the country, the parts of the country that wanted a lifting of the mandates? And the reality is, regardless of what you hear from the PPC bros, Pierre Poilievre tried to ban mandates multiple times in the House. And in spite of what they say, because they love to lie and misrepresent. On this channel, when I criticize the Conservative Party of Canada and I criticize Pierre Poilievre, I do it based on facts. I do it based on policy. The PPC can't do that. They just lie. He tried to ban mandates, and he did. With Aaron O'Toole as leader, he defied his leadership, and he met with the convoy, which was far more than the prime minister and his party, which it's the same party under Mark Carney. They've imported and installed a foreign leader in a fraudulent election, a globalist, unlike anything Canada's ever had in power, and he has superimposed himself on the exact same government, and they expect me to believe the Canadian public is dumb enough to be fooled by that? Here's an example. Carney candidate Gregor Robertson saw overdoses increase by 600% as mayor of Vancouver. The far-left government in Vancouver has killed thousands via their drug policy. Another candidate that Mark Carney's looking to bring in is Evan Solomon, who was convicted or found to have participated in, I shouldn't say convicted, found to have participated in a bunch of fraudulent art deals. It's incredible that they expect us to believe that this is somehow popular. But I'm going to finish with this, the Purple Piggy Bank, because the PPC should be rebranded to the Purple Piggy Bank. The PPC is a corporate dictatorship owned by Bernier and three of his friends and disguised as a political party. I'm not alleging they're doing anything illegal, but they are certainly conducting themselves in a fraudulent way as it relates to what they tell their members about their intentions. They've had no founding convention. They have no member powers. They have no constitution. They have no succession plan. If something happened to Bernier, there's no plan for how to actually keep the PPC going. And they have no plan to win. They exist for one purpose, to undermine the Conservative Party of Canada. And if that means undermining the national interest by pimping themselves out, because none of those American podcasts sought out Bernier, he sought them out so he could go on there and undermine our nation. Now, I have problems with the Federation. I have problems with Canada. And you can read about it. You can watch about it all in my videos. But I would never pimp myself out to an American podcaster. Their platform, which they like to focus on, is just a bunch of words published on the internet. My cat is just as likely to implement his platform at the national level as the PPB are. 7 years, no tangible progress. They like to talk about how they should be in debates. You got a bump in 2021 to 5%, a protest vote, in a year where you should have been able to capture 10 to 20%. Why didn't you capture it? Because the PPC after 2019 went on vacation. They didn't keep working. That whole winter they went to sleep. That's why I quit. Because they weren't interested in giving the people a constitution, even though they did a process claiming that they wanted to, and then they shelved it. Miami Max tells us how to run Canada from Florida, along with a lot of these other ex-Canadian podcasters. It's amazing to me how many so-called Canadians have left and gone to the United States. I'm not judging them for that. When I say so-called, it's because they're sitting ensconced in America telling us how to run our elections and working hard to make sure that Mark Carney becomes prime minister. How can you reward that behavior? I can't. It's completely immoral and aberrant. He was happy to pimp himself out to the Americans to undermine our nation, so long as it granted him an audience to solicit more donations from. More donations so that he can spend his money undermining the CPC hand in hand with Mark Carney. He'll sell everyone out, including his own people, for just one more chance to undermine the CPC, marching hand in hand with Mark Carney and the Laurentian establishment, which he's always been a part of. He always has been. Even when I joined up with the PPC and I helped register the party, I wanted a party for the people, and everybody can have a redemption arc in their story. And Bernier had his chance, and he failed because he's still part of that establishment to this day. The Conservative Party under Pierre Poilievre deserves the exact same chance to govern differently. The same chance that I gave Bernier at one point in time. And if they fail, you can bet your bottom dollar that I'll be the first to criticize them. I don't like their stance on Ukraine. I don't like that they've decided that they're going to engage the same trade war as the Liberals. But if their stance on those things is no different from Team Canada, and I believe it's not at this point, then I have to judge them on the merits of all the other things that they can do. They're within shooting distance of forming a government. If you believe in a third-party option in this country, it's actually a fifth or sixth-party option, you have to vote for the CPC. They've got to have their chance to govern and completely discredit themselves, because right now we have an untested leadership branch in the CPC. You should want them to get a government and fail, and that will open up every opportunity, whether you're a sovereignist, whether you want 51st statehood, whether you want to break the country up, whether you want a different federalist option. You have to discredit the CPC first. And hopefully what they'll do is what they say they will do, and then we'll get to see the naked ambition of the Senate, of the bureaucracy, of the judiciary, and we will expose who actually runs Canada as a result. There's no way a CPC government doesn't advance all causes, as I've made that point before. The vast majority of people who set out to create a new party in 2018-2019 left because we know the score. Maxime misled all of us and never intended to create a real representative party. It's not. It's a four-man board. That's all the PPC is. Should he ever decide to unblock me, I'd be happy to interview him and ask him hard questions, and I would do so politely. Instead of the Nerf ball spots he's used to, he blocks all critics. He doesn't do contestable interviews because he falls apart. He's a sheep. Maxime won't because he's not a leader. He lives in fear of his own members and in fear of criticism. If he didn't fear his own members, he would have given them a constitution. He would have held a founding convention. They would have had at least one vote in the last 7 years, but they've had none. And he lives in fear of criticism because he blocks all critics. He used to say he was proud of bringing home the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Foreign Investment Protection Act, kicking the door wide open to CCP China and voting for C-16. Now he says it was all a mistake and that he was just following orders under Stephen Harper. So he wants to be leader, yet he admits that he's just a follower. That's not going to change Canada. And he doesn't want to change Canada. He just wants revenge. He's a self-admitted follower, scared of his critics. How could he ever lead? Well, he can lead the purple piggy bank. That's what he's good at. I'll be doing a podcast later on with Clyde Do Something, and I believe Jasmine Lane will be on there too. It should be an interesting discussion, and I imagine some of these subjects are going to come up. Tune in. I believe it's 8:30 my time. I don't know what that means for everybody else, but it'll be happening this evening. And I'll finish with this. The PPC bros, and it's interesting because the CPC never does this to me, and the left never does this to me. The left just curses and swears, and the CPC just listens and disagrees and has informative discussions, these supporters. The PPC bros, not only did they lie about everything, they claim I tried to take over the party, which never happened. They claim I just have sour grapes, when really I just have a burden of responsibility. They also claim that I'm paid, that I am somehow a paid actor. And the fact of the matter is, I do this all for free. It's not monetized. There's a donate link, and you can click it. And that's it. No one pays me. I just use my brain. I think about things. And I try to tell the truth and find what the truth actually is on this channel. And right now, as I see it, there's enough reason for me to support the Conservative Party of Canada in this upcoming election. There is no way in hell that I can reward the Liberals or the NDP with even the tacit support of staying home or declining my ballot. Everybody hates the CPC. Everybody. They might have half the support in this country, but they are hated by the establishment. That should be enough for you to unify behind them. Give them a shot. Even if you don't believe in them, even if you want to see them fail, even if you want to see the dissolution of Canada, the first thing you have to do is deal with the obstacle that the CPC represents to your goals. Because as long as they are untried and untested, you don't know what their character actually is. If you want these other things, then it goes through, then it progresses through a CPC government. And if you believe in everything that the CPC stands for and you think they're actually going to save Canada, you want them to, for obvious reasons. And if you want a different federation, if you want a better system, the CPC in government is going to expose that system if they do what they say they're going to do, like no other government ever has. They deserve their shot. And I'm not telling you how to vote, but I think they deserve your vote. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.